Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Body of Christ once for all. Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. The first covenant was the law of Moses. The second is the gospel of Christ. God took away the Mosaic covenant and established the new covenant. In that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decays and waxes old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews 8, 13. Do these passages mean we cannot learn from the teachings of the Old Testament? Absolutely not. The Apostle Paul explains some of the values of the Old Testament. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. 1 Corinthians 10, 11. The book of Deuteronomy includes these instructions to the ancient Israelites. And now, Israel, what does the Lord God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to love him, and to serve the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Deuteronomy 10, 12 and 13. If you are a student of the Old Testament prophets, you know that Micah used almost the same language in defining what God expected of his people. Micah 6, 6 through 8. Both Moses and Micah used the word require. Did they mean that God actually requires something of those who would be pleasing in his sight? How can anyone doubt that fact? Even a cursory reading of both Testaments will confirm that God has always required men and women to obey his commands in order to have his approval. Moses used either the word command or commandment 120 times in the book of Deuteronomy alone. Moses demanded of the Israelites, "Therefore you shall love the Lord your God, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments." Deuteronomy 11, 1. Did Moses teach that loving God meant keeping his commandments? If it is essential that we love God, is it not also essential that we keep his commandments? How can we love God without keeping his commandments? The New Testament does not use words like command and commandment as often as the Old Testament does. But there can be no doubt that loving God and keeping his commandments are tied together in the New Testament. Our Lord himself said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14, 15. If we do not obey the Lord's commandments, is that not a sure sign that we do not love him? If you have any doubt about it, please listen to the Apostle John. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous or burdensome. 1 John 5, 2 and 3. If we do not keep God's commandments, we do not love God. How foolish for men to argue that we can love God and ignore his commandments. But which of God's commandments must we keep? How can a person be so arrogant as to think he is wise enough to determine which laws of God he must honor? All those who want God's blessings must do the will of God from the heart. We must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, obey his word by repenting of our sins and being baptized for the remission of our sins. Then we must walk in the light as Christ is in the light. Thank you, and may God bless you.